Hi, my name is Anita Foster. I'm the library media specialist from Autry Middle School in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Hey y'all, I'm Ingrid Hansen. I'm the library media specialist at Lindley Sixth Grade Academy in Mapleton, Georgia.
Hey everyone, I'm Lori Quintana and I'm the library media specialist at Griffin Middle School in Smyrna, Georgia.
And welcome to Everdue, Conversations from the Library. Welcome to an online version of Overdue, Conversations from the Library. My name is Anita Foster, and I'm the Library Media Specialist at Autry Middle School, even though I haven't been there in a long time. Autry Middle School in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Ingrid Hansen. I'm the Library Media Specialist at Lindley Sixth Grade Academy in Mapleton, Georgia.
Hey, everyone. I'm Lori Quintana, and I'm the Library Media Specialist at Griffin Middle School in Smyrna, Georgia.
So this is the first time that...
Yes. Go ahead, Anita.
This is our first time that we've ever done a Zoom. It's just us, and we've been saying, we just said, oh, we should have been doing this all along once a week since we've been out March
13th.
Our last day, March 13th. I checked
right
out
that minute.
100 books.
Yeah.
Man. And I know y'all did probably just as many, if not more. So we have some congratulations to do. So Lori, since you're on the communications committee for GLMA, I'm gonna let you make the big announcement.
I'm liking the Zoom thing too much.
She has been the person who didn't want to do it. Okay, go.
I'm just gonna say, since we've started the distance learning, I've become a ham, okay? Just saying. So I'm going to turn it over to Ingrid though, because I was so excited to get to post for Georgia Library Media Association our award for Mabel, and I know I'm going to say this wrong, so help me. Is it Weish? Wish?
Weish.
Weish? Okay, thank you. She was awarded that grant today. It was announced on the GLMA Twitter.
Yay.
To the honors. And so when I opened that up, I was like, oh, it's Ingrid. And I was like, I gotta hurry up and post this because then I gotta tweet you. I mean, to let you know. Because I'm like, I don't know if she's gonna look at Twitter right away this morning. So congratulations. Tell us a little
bit
what you're gonna do.
Well, this award actually will continue to fund our Enrichment Wednesday book club. And this actually was started at the beginning of this year. Through MLT, our media leaders team, and they tasked me with trying to gather some data while we were increasing student achievement about the positive impact that library media specialists can have. And so we selected 30 students, we created a control group, and we started tracking, and we had some great results. Our kids for testing in December, my book club Enrichment kids had an increase of 69 RI points on average. And at that point, the average RI increase for the school was 33 points. So we saw some really, I know, right?
So you doubled.
We did. And that was mid-year data. So we were really hoping to see the end of the year data, expecting it to be much higher. But even without that, we're just so excited that we can see this growth in our students and can see the impact that libraries have on student achievement by including them and tracking them and making sure that we're being kept abreast of what they're doing and how they're growing. So I'm super excited about the opportunity to do this again next year. Hopefully we'll have a full calendar year of school and we won't be delayed start or letting out early, and we'll be able to track it from the beginning to the end, because I'm expecting not only, again, high gains with my kids, but also data on what we do every day and how we're impactful. So very excited about it.
So with the grant, you're going to buy books to use in that same program next year?
Correct. So I requested enough funding to get 32 books in 4 different titles, along with the audiobooks that correlate with that. So that we'll have enough books for all the kids to read, and then we'll read them in a book club setting over the course of the school year. The Enrichment Wednesday Book Club meets for 60 minutes once a week during the school day. So we get them every week, and that's exciting. I'm hoping to perhaps narrow the, or reduce, I guess, the number of kids that I have, because we had over 30 last year, and it's really hard to do a book club with that many kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to decrease that and give them more one-on-one attention, but either way, we're prepared to have upwards of 28.
So I think that's fabulous. I love that. I love what you talked about with bringing the library media specialist in and letting us work with the kids and their reading and the impact. I mean, we talked about ASL's role of reading for us, and so just this supports that and how we can really make a difference in the student achievement with that. So congratulations, Ingrid. I'm so happy for you. I really am.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled, and I'm thrilled that I had the funding. We're a Title I school, and so because these aren't books that would be circulated throughout the entire school, it would fall on me from local funds. And because we're such a small school, it would really bite into my funds and the money that I could spend on my kids through books for circulation, et cetera. So this funding and this grant was just really a godsend and a gift. And I'm so excited to be able to continue doing what we've been doing with our babies. I'm excited.
I mean, honestly, I see where you can create something here. You need like a slogan. You need to think about that. Ingrid something or hand that has to do with the reading and pulling library media specialists in, and you know what I mean? Create something that, you know, we can all start trying to implement across the board and stuff. We have the books and have the resources and the
profession. Well, it's so funny you would say that, because, well, you texted me. I was downstairs getting a cup of coffee, la, 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 and I get this text from Lori, like, early, and I'm like, what's going on? And I saw this on Twitter, and I was amazed. I'm like, oh, my gosh, how is that even a real thing? And then I looked at it, and it said Book Club Enrichment, or I'm like, wow, that name really sucks. You could have powered up and come up with a catchier saying.
So, I mean, when you,
I was like, wow. Okay. That is creative.
You know what it is.
I want to celebrate you and say, you know, awesome job and everything. But I also want to take a second to say thank you to GLMA, Georgia Library Media.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
For giving Ingrid this opportunity to apply for this grant. Mm-hmm. And other media specialists, there was another winner on there as well for their project. So we do want to say thank you to GLMA for this opportunity to let library media specialists apply for grants to do some projects that we can't get funded at schools.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It makes such a difference.
So important. Coming mm-hmm. school year, having that funding is going to be even more important.
Yes, and true. I'm with expected budget cuts. It's definitely a godsend. It will be put to good use.
Yes.
Okay, so Anita, you mentioned the other recipient of the award would be Tracy Costello. And again, I hope I don't mess up your last name. I'm a very fine person. So congratulations to you as well. She is doing a project called Going Places with Flexible Spaces, a mobile checkout for 21st Century Media Center. And so I'm just super proud as a communications person for GLMA as well. I want to thank them. And then also, I love that we are, you know, celebrating and exposing, you know, all of the great things that library media specialists do in Georgia.
Yes.
Agreed.
All right. So this podcast has been several weeks in the making, a couple months actually, almost in the making, because mm-hmm. we've been saying since we left school that we need to do one on what are we doing. How are we supporting our students and our teachers while we are distance learning? Mm-hmm. And other ways are people supporting other librarians, supporting their teachers and their students with distance learning. Mm-hmm. So I do want to say first and foremost that some of you may be listening to us on our normal podcast. That's fine. But we did do a Zoom this time to test the waters, and we're putting it on our Overdue YouTube page. So we're testing that out and seeing how that's going. I'm hoping that Lori has air conditioned today. She's in her nice sweatshirt.
You know, I mean, it was cold this morning here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. It was cold. It was what, 45 when I woke up this morning. So that's why I have my Griffin hoodie on. But I don't know if they have air on or not, because it was cold outside and it feels comfortable. So either way.
Yeah. So, yeah,
we're going to,
it's it's all right. We're going to talk about what we're doing in our for our students and our teachers. I almost said in our spaces, but I guess it's now in our digital spaces. Mm-hmm. So Ingrid, start us off. What are you doing? How are you supporting your students and teachers?
You know, it's been a challenge, and I'll be honest with you, some weeks I find that I'm super busy, lots of phone calls, lots of team meetings where I'm screen sharing and walking teachers through different technology and how to achieve the results they want for their online lessons. And then there are a lot of times where I'm kind of left to my own devices. So it's kind of been a mixed bag for me. Mm-hmm. I don't have as much interaction with my students as I would like. A lot of our students don't have one-on-one technology at home. So in many cases, they'll have a cell phone that a parent has and two or three other siblings, and they're all attempting to use that and share it to do their online things. So I'm limited from that standpoint. But I will say that, you know, I get frequent phone calls from my teachers. I spend a lot of time walking them through things. I try to attend their Zoom meetings if they're having any. So I'm there to help with technology issues and to, you know, see the kids. That's fun too. What else? Gosh, I don't know. Just, again, starting to work on stuff for next year, looking at hammering down the plans and the things that we'll be doing moving forward, whether that's in a digital capacity or whether or not we're face-to-face. So trying to make contingent plans both ways so that I'm not trying to scramble around and get something together last minute. So attending CCCs, Zoom meetings, helping teachers with technology. We did a virtual rising sixth grader night, which was super fun as a school, and I got to participate in that, so that was awesome. So, you know, just changing the paradigm, I guess.
Yeah, it's awesome. Lori, you want to talk about what you're doing?
Let's see. I'm actually going through my library blog because, you know, I'm getting older, so the memory goes with it. Plus, after my car accident, I have a hard time remembering a lot of things. But anyway, so basically, as you all know, I have a library science connections class, and that continued virtually. It's amazing. I meet, I was meeting in the beginning on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays with them in Zoom at the same time every week. And then our district, you know, restructured our expectations with students for virtual learning. And so we went down to Monday and Wednesday. So I have met with them every week since we left on March 13th. Getting All the Impossible Things by Lindsay Lackey. And it's one of our Helen Ruffin Reading Bowl books coming up this next school year. So we've been going chapter by chapter reading it, and we've been having book discussion with it. And then we do fun activities based on what's happening in the chapters. Lindsay has also joined us in one of our Zoom meetings as an author guest, which was fabulous, and she's going to come back when we finish the book to finish that up as well. To organize all of that, I created a OneNote and shared that with my students. They finally had access to some extra things in Office 365 because of virtual learning, so I'm super excited about that. And I basically went in and created the different sections and pages based on date. I did voice recordings in there to let them know what they needed to be doing each week in the class. We did a little bit of visual and media literacy, some extra assignments on that to kind of help them with gauging how to, you know, analyze all of the news that they're getting right now and, you know, whether they're on the internet, through news media, social media. I wanted them to be able to analyze that information coming in and discern, you know, what affects them, what's real, what's not, kind of thing. So that's been a lot of fun as well. So we continue to do that. We're going into our last week of school here. And so this week, we still continued the Zoom while I was in the library. I've been in the library since Monday because we had the option to come in and start closing up for the summer and collecting technology from teachers and everything. So I Zoomed with them from the library, gave them a tour of the school and stuff. So they're super happy about that because obviously they miss being here. And oddly enough, they're asking me if we can continue through the summer. So,
oh, how sweet is that?
I mean, it's awesome. And so I just want to say, I love the distance learning part. Miss them being in here in person, but definitely once we go back to school, I'm going to continue that part of it. I actually feel like you were talking about, Ingrid, having that one-on-one makes a huge difference when you're reading with students and having that direct conversation with them. So students can come in the library and you can talk to them for a few minutes as they're checking out other books about what they're reading and things like that, but to actually sit and read the same books with them and have those discussions, mm-hmm. being able to take that information from the book and help them analyze it and apply it to life is everything. And so doing that, I just want to say, look out, Helen Ruffin Reading Bowl next year is going to be super competitive for Griffin. So y'all don't be like, oh, here comes Griffin, this is easy, because it ain't going to be easy. we're going to have this year. So I've been doing that, been keeping my blog up, posting tons of resources on there that I find on Twitter, social media, anywhere that I find that it would be applicable to my teachers and to students, different activities. I've heard a lot of students say, oh, I'm bored. So they can go to my library blog and there's all kinds of things on there that they can do and participate in. I've collaborated with our art teacher on a couple of things for author illustrations, and they've, you know, submitted it to the authors and things. And so that's been very, very cool. And I totally just lost my train of thought on other things. But anyway, so I've really enjoyed it. I feel like I've been more of a teacher, I'll be honest with you, through the virtual learning than I was able to in the building. So that's, I don't know how to correlate that to anything or what, but it's been amazing. So really enjoyed it.
You know,
it.
I just think that's so interesting that, and somebody else was saying this before, I wish I could remember who, again, that whole age issue, right? But it's just so interesting to me how everyone's experience during this pandemic has been so entirely different. I mean, I love that you're feeling more empowered as a teacher through this time. You found ways to make that happen. And I think that's so amazing. And
there's that, but also the professional learning component to my job, mm-hmm. it just isn't there in person for whatever reason. We're busy. Yeah. Every single day, everybody's so busy. And so I've actually been able to do some PLs for them and record some screencasts for them and stuff, something I had not been able to do before. And so that connection with my teachers has been amazing. And like you, I've also been on the phone with them, walking them through things as well, which, I mean, honestly, in the school, it's like, how do you do this real quick, Lori? And I'm like trying to, you know, and I'm like, just remember this in your head when we try to create acronyms so they can get back to their classroom, you know? So being able to do that part of my job has been amazing. And so that's going to be my thing, is trying to continue this once we get back in person and have that same effect in person.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. One of the things that has been a really positive result of the pandemic for me professionally is that I was this year to Lindley 6. And so I had 3 or 4 teachers that were coming in regularly and bringing their classes and doing stuff, but I was still relatively limited. And I have found, because of the added support that they need and help trying to figure things out, that I've actually started to create relationships with people that I really just didn't have any contact with previously. And mm-hmm. it's been really powerful and helpful. So yeah, I agree with you. Trying to maintain that as we move forward is important.
Even them saying, wow, I had no idea you could do this, or I had no idea we could do this together. You know what I mean? Even though you put out there, invitations. I mean, I've done bulletin boards inviting teachers. I've done little things and put them in their mailboxes to invite them in, in person, one-to-one, if I see them in the copy room and stuff like that. So
sometimes they don't believe you until they need you.
It's true.
I think I need a t-shirt.
I like that. I do. Mm-hmm. I also think that it's like when you do a lesson and they really like this lesson and teachers are like, hey, you know, I did this lesson with Hanson. You should go check it out. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm finding that with my teachers. It's that same thing, Lori. I was there all school year. Y'all didn't come and ask me anything. And now I had a teacher who called me and she's like, did so-and-so call you? She called me and asked me how to do it. And I was like, listen, I don't have time for this. You need to call Hanson. Hanson will take care of it. She'll figure mm-hmm. it out. And I'm like, y'all, I love that. But why didn't you do that when we were in school? Mm-hmm. Let me help you. So, yeah.
So I got an email from a teacher yesterday who had an email from a parent yesterday that was asking about online libraries. And I was very polite in my response. And I said, yes, the very first day that we went out, I made sure those links were on the mm-hmm. page of the school's website so that the students can access Sora and directions on how to do everything. I said, but ebooks and audiobooks are not new. The students have known about it all year long.
Yes.
Them about it all year long. They should be familiar with it because we talk about it all the time. It just amazes me that, you know, yes, we say it over and over and over in school, but like I said, they don't believe you until they need it.
Mm-hmm. It's true. But on that note, though, it has also given us the opportunity to go ahead and market Sora in digital books, which wasn't there. I mean, yes. Like, I have it up in my library all the time, like you said, Anita, but now having that opportunity and that the focus is all there now, right? So everybody's focused on, you know, the resources we have and stuff. And so I've like had so much fun at marketing Sora and digital books and stuff for our kids as well.
Yeah, so that's been I've done answered emails and texts. I've FaceTimed with teachers. Okay, now my bad grandma let me see my phone. But I FaceTimed with teachers. I have gone to Zoom meetings with teachers and stuff like that to help collaborate with them and help them in their planning, but also I've popped into Zoom meetings like Ingrid has said she did and things like that. So I feel like I'm good there. My biggest thing is the text messages. I'm going to hold my phone up again. Okay, there it is.
There you go.
I found if I hold it in front of me, then it works. If I hold it over here in the fake library that I wish I was in.
It doesn't. It's a beautiful fake library, though. I really like it.
I know. The biggest person, though, that I have been supporting throughout all this is my administration. Mm-hmm. My principal texts me, or we Skype Teams meet several times a week. He actually was contacted me yesterday and said, I'm thinking about professional learning next year and you need to be a part of it. And I was like, okay, here we go. This is the plan that I presented to you 5 years ago that you didn't want. Let's go with it. So we're going to do some different professional learning that's personalized for the teachers, which was a suggestion, like I said, about 5 years ago. I don't run my, I haven't logged it much.
Should we label this podcast? Never mind. Go ahead. Never mind.
What?
We should label it the shirt that Anita just said. That should be our title.
Yeah.
We've been here all along. I don't know.
Yeah, we've been here all along. I like that. I really do. I need that one, though, that I just said a while ago. What was it? That
I know, I couldn't remember it.
Don't believe me till you need it, for my 17-year-old, too. So, yeah, Mom knows nothing about books. Mom knows nothing about writing. Mom knows that I just, you know, am a semester away from my specialist degree, and I've been writing papers all semester long. Mm-hmm. So, okay, but the thing that Jeff has had me working on some stuff. So I have not, I normally haven't done my website, my blog as much, and I probably need to get back into that because Mr. Crawford lets me put everything that I want to on the front page of the school's website. Mm-hmm. So if I need resources there, I just put them out there and they're easy for people to find. So that's why I typically don't. But one thing that I have done in the last week or two is I've reopened my Instagram account for this and things on there too. So I'm trying to get more into social media. Nice. And then the other thing that I'm doing to promote Sora and reading is every day at 12:30
on YouTube,
I read at least a chapter. Sometimes it's two if it's a short chapter, or sometimes it's the prologue and a chapter from a book on the Sora app. So I open up the Sora app and I pick a book that day. And then at 12:30, I live read it to stream it to my students. So I don't know how he's watching or anything like that, but I'm putting them out there for them to have access to the books, no matter if they watch it today or they watch it a month from now or a year from now. The books aren't going anywhere, so they're there to access.
Well, you know what, Anita, I think it's awesome. And honestly, I don't think we ever really have a total number when we are doing our thing, even during the school year. We really don't know who all is participating, who's getting that information and stuff, but it's out there, right? And so that is like, that's all we can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, and at the end of the day, if you had two kids, if you had one kid who went and listened to that book and liked that book.
I have one every day that watches me while I'm doing it live. I have no idea.
I love that.
I think that's awesome. I think it's fabulous. Yeah. I mean, and I think a big part of that too is the consistency. You're doing it every, they know they can log in and when they can see you and that they're, it's going to be there. I love the consistency of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I announced today that next Friday is going to be my last one for this school year, that I might pop in and do some during the summer. But for the school year, next Friday is my last one because we have students returning on the 18th and 19th to clean out lockers and turn their library books in and things like that.
Yeah.
So I knew I was going to be busy at the school on those days. So next Thursday, next Friday will be my last day.
Cool.
Yeah. It's sad. I don't know how you guys feel, but I was in my space yesterday. I was there all day. We're getting carpet. And so I had to pack up the entire media center. And it was just so sad. Aaron, my husband, came in to pick up and to help me. Since he's a Cobb County employee, he was able to lend me a hand, which was...
Now everybody, Ingrid has only been in this library 1 year.
That's true. Not even, three quarters of a year.
And now she's, yes. Well, yes.
Busy year. It's been a busy year. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he came in and he was looking around and he's like, wow, are you just super depressed? I'm like, don't even get me started. He's like, you should have a whole bunch of little kids run up to you and say, Miss Hansen, can I eat lunch with you today? And I'm like, I know. And I'm standing here alone in this It was just very sad and so sad that we didn't get to say goodbye. And I,
Our eighth graders, my eighth graders. Well, I'm going to get to see them when they pick things up next week. So I've got little goodie bags that I've done to my kids that, you know, hung out in the library a lot and stuff. So I'm excited about that. But it's,
yeah.
So on a personal level, anything exciting happening with you that's happened, Ingrid, during the pandemic, is whether it's work related or, you know, anything?
Well, I mean, it's not really personal. I mean, I see the same three people every single day. So it's kind of like the same thing that happened yesterday.
And you still love each other. So we're good.
Right. I haven't killed anyone, buried him in the backyard. Nothing like that. It's all good.
I'm still wondering about Anita with that freezer need.
That's right. Anita. Huh? What are you doing with that girl?
My brother is going to teach me how, this is so weird to even say live on air. My brother is going to teach me how to take a large slab of beef and butcher it.
You know, it doesn't sound good when you say it out loud. It really doesn't.
Because it's cheaper if you do it that way than if you buy it all. He's really big into that. He has started his own YouTube channel, but he's only kept it private for family. And I'm telling him, Chris, you need to make this public because your redneck self would be hilarious for everybody to watch. I'm enjoying his daily, he sends his daily YouTube videos and it's hilarious. So my brother, who is a former Marine and he has this long gray beard right now because he can't get to the barber to get it trimmed, is wanting me to get a freezer so that I could, he could teach me how
to cut up meat. Right. It doesn't sound any better the second time around. But we know that you're just.
My 17-year-old is still alive and well.
Goodness.
So, okay. I know something about Lori that happened over the quarantine.
Uh-oh. Do I know?
You should. That tassel.
Oh, that's right. Yay.
Oh, yes. I graduate. All right. Well, I should have.
Woo-woo.
Commencement's actually this weekend. I don't know what it's supposed to look like because none of us will be there, but they invited us to it. So I'll tune into that. I got this awesome video from my parents through Messenger the other day. Now, okay, my parents are 72 years old. My dad still has a flip phone, but they use mom's smartphone to record me a video. They bought a musical card and opened it up to let it play and everything to congratulate me, because obviously we can't do the actual graduation at West Georgia. So thank you, Anita. Yes, I finished my specialist degree in library media, and I'm so excited. It's like, you guys have no idea how excited I am that extra time I'm going to have is going to go back into my library. You know what I mean? And I just like all the ideas, like Ingrid, you were talking about thinking about things for next year, even being in here. I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? And it's like all happening already. So thank you. I'm very excited about it. Super excited. I'm also very excited.
That's because, amazing.
My husband, he was teaching native Spanish and reading in eighth grade, and he's moving down to sixth grade. And this was kind of that we worked on with my AP, and actually going to be, his classroom's right next to the library, so he'll have sixth grade readers. And so Anita, I'm going to be with you on, you know, doing all of the things that you're doing with your kids to try and maybe collaborate with him, with his students, to do the same thing. And so I'm very excited about that. Getting those, the sixth graders are more impressionable, and you get them right when they want and get them reading, you know what I mean? So I'm super hyper about that right now.
Yep, love me some sixth graders, man.
It's good to have a husband in the building.
I bet. That's awesome.
I wouldn't know. okay, so I have one more semester. Oh, I just went bodiless and just went headless. Oh, that's kind of cool. those of you that are listening on the podcast have no idea what just happened. Those of you in the video do. So I will finish my specialist degree from KSU on, sometime in July.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so exciting.
So far, I still have a 4.0.
Woo-hoo.
I know, I've really sweated one class this semester, and I was sure.
Yeah, Ingrid and I know.
I know, because I was.
It's true.
We can adjust. You know what I'm paying? Does he realize we're doing this right now? Come on. So so we
whoever thought you would hear a librarian complaining about having to read, but it's not.
I know
reading, that's the thing.
When my days went from working, and I heard our teachers say this too, and especially those first few weeks, our days went from being like an 8 hour 9 hour day to a 12 hour day with we're doing meetings, we were in, how are we doing this, creating things for our teachers, showing them how to create their own, doing some PL and stuff like that. Our days went from 8 hour days to 12 hour days or mine. And so when you have that shift, and then you have a college professor who's like, okay, and you're reading 200 pages from these four different books this week, and then you're going to write a discussion post, and you're going to reply to two other people's discussion posts, and then he sends us a letter, email saying, I don't understand why y'all can't do this, and I reply back, our lives have changed drastically.
So let's think about that for a second. Everything that you just said is feedback we get from our own students. They have to read what they don't want to read. They have to do a book report on what they don't want, or they have to do research on what they don't want to read.
That I like choice.
Just saying.
Well, yeah. On a happier note, y'all made me think of something kind of cool that did happen that I forgot.
Okay, cool.
So a friend of mine, his partner is actually writing a book, and they sent me draft and asked me to read it and give feedback and make notes on it. So I am in the throes of doing that, and it's amazing. I am so excited about this book. So that's been super cool.
So Ingrid Hansen, book editor.
Woohoo!
I have one that I might let you read eventually that I wrote that I would
I would love that.
Why? You were supposed to share that with us a long time ago.
He was. You were supposed to share
life
that.
Life has gotten busy, so we'll do that now. And then the other big thing in our family is that my 17-year-old is a senior.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a little rough on him.
Although, how's he doing?
He's fine. Today we went and picked up cap and gown.
Mm.
Even though we're not sure when we're graduating, really, cap and gown.
Walk in your backyard and you can video it. And
yeah,
it's true.
One thing that positive though that has happened through all of this was I personally have a really good, I may not have my senior year of high school and semi college, but now I have a very good work ethic when it comes to school. Hence the 4.0. My son does not. And so I was scared of about what was going to happen when he goes to college. Is he going to take it seriously, or is mama going to be paying for classes that he's just going to blow? And he really impressed me on some of this stuff. He's over there on the sofa watching some video on his phone. But he really impressed me how well he did with his online classes.
And awesome. That's great.
So I was very happy.
You know, and that's one thing that I keep telling students that I've kept in contact with is, like, this is just a procrastinator. If you're going to go to college and you're going to do online classes, this is prepping you. You know what it's going to look like and everything. So it's you know, great skills to have.
Yeah, I'm trying to get something out of a box, and I'll show it on here real quick.
But in the meantime, I just want to give. Oh, go ahead.
I may have to. Let me turn
off. It was just his little head for a minute.
Choose video background and let's go with none and see if that works. Okay, this is just my normal background that I do for live read. So, but yeah, there he is.
Oh, I love it. It's so awesome.
That and then is I put awesome.
On the back and look at this. It says born a 9/11.
Oh. You did great, Anita. Those are awesome.
I was waiting for you to do great things.
That is.
So, yeah, there's my senior.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Mazel tov.
Let me just tell you, yes, we're there to celebrate the seniors, but the parents have done a whole heck of a lot of work to get them through.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's something so magical about watching your kid graduate from high school and just feeling that, you know, that sense of pride and relief and acknowledgement that, you know, you've got them to this point. And so, yeah, I mean, it's not just the kids that are missing out. It's the parents as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So his school has said they've given us a possible June date for graduation and a possible July date for graduation. The issue is, and it's really not going to be an issue because if it's the same date, he will walk and I won't. But it is possibly the same date that I'm supposed to walk for KSU, which I didn't want to walk, but he wants me to. Mm-hmm. So could be if I have a morning graduation and he does have an evening graduation. So if it's morning and evening, it would be kind of cool that we're graduating on the same and walking on the same day.
But that would be awesome. Yeah. What a huge celebration. Big party at Anita's.
Big party.
Assuming we can.
I haven't walked for any graduation and I was going to do this one.
You know, it's funny. I've never walked for any of my graduations either. Like I've been like, eh, I'm good. Just send me the certificate and, you know, let me call the county and make sure they're aware that that I have another degree.
Yeah. I walked for my high school and for my college, and I did not for my master's.
I mean, I guess I did for high school, but that was the only one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's talk about some of the cool things that we've seen online while we've been away from school. I'm very impressed by the amount of authors.
Mm-hmm.
And stars, famous people who are reading online.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Radcliffe is doing Harry Potter right now. So, mm-hmm.
And participating in online book festivals. So like the Everywhere Book Festival that just took place, all of the authors on there, Jason Reynolds, all of them participated in that. And there's another one coming up. I was trying to find it really on my phone, but yeah, that was amazing. And they're recorded. So if you want to go back and watch those authors speak in the activities, they did some really fun activities. It was hilarious. But they have a YouTube channel for Everywhere Book Festival if you want to go watch them.
Anything about that, so I'm totally going to go check that out. I'm excited. Yeah,
it's really cool, and some great ideas for some things to do with kids this coming school year too. So I mean, like, it's amazing.
Yeah. Anything, Ingrid, that you saw online that you really
I feel like I'm online all the time now. You know what I mean? Like my screen time, like everyone else's, is through the roof. But I feel like after a while I kind of get like desensitized. Like now it has to be super stellar for me to go like, wow, that's so cool. Whereas before I would see something and be like, wow, that's amazing. And now I'm like, meh. So I hate to say it, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff out there. Don't get me wrong. But I just kind of feel like I've been inundated with so much stuff that.
Yeah, at the beginning, everybody was trying to post all these resources, and like you just
get
up and you're like, okay, I need to take a break. So I took a break for Twitter for a couple of weeks. I was like, I got to get off here and get on my own foundation and go from there.
Yes.
We'll say.
We freaked out when she said, I've deleted my Twitter account.
We were a little concerned. I'm not going to lie.
It was too much, you guys. It was too much. It was too much. I'm like, I just got to focus on my library and my kids and whatever. I'm confident that I'm giving them what they need, and I just got to stop and take a break. But saying that, I want to give a shout out also to a lot of vendors out there, technology vendors who have went and done this. The publishers with giving us access to read aloud and stuff with their licensed product. These vendors have opened up their products for us to use, for teachers to use, and for students to use through the end of the school year, some through the end of June and whatever, so that we had the tools we needed to be able to teach virtually. So I appreciate that. I have used more technology software and apps in the past few weeks. I knew about them. I put activities out there, you know, like little stations for kids to do activities with them, but I really have used and taken advantage of that with my own kid, with my library science kids. And so that's something else I hope to continue to do in the school year as well.
And I think too that, vendors. Yeah, well, and I was just thinking about all the PLs that we're doing in Cobb County right now.
Yes.
I love that Holly has put out there that, you know, this is what's happening this week, and these are the places you can go, or these are the things join, these are the different sessions. And I found that all of a sudden I'm using technology that I'd been aware of and I could utilize, I wasn't getting the most out of, right? I wasn't doing everything I could with it. And some of these PLs have made a difference. So yeah, I think
that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, you're able to go through and do a run through with them. And again, my library science kids are my guinea pigs, but I get to see where all I have to like work things out and stuff. As a library media specialist, when you're introducing new technology and then you're put up in front of that first class, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have technology issues, or you're like, wait a minute, I thought I knew everything about this software app. And so the kids start asking questions. You're like, well, let me look that up really quick. You know what I mean? So like to be able to like use it, actually use it.
Yes, exactly.
Give you product back so you can give them feedback and stuff. It's just amazing. Cause sometimes we're not included on that assessment piece either. You know, we bring and we give them a lesson and you're like, okay, I want to see them again. What did they do with it? You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, I'm so excited about so many things. I'm just hyper.
You know, and I also want to just say too, that some of our vendors like Follett have just been amazing.
Yes.
Allowing you to prepay orders and delay shipment. Certainly saved me from losing the end of a small amount, mind you. But still it was there, and it's money I don't plan or want to give back to the state. So, you know, I appreciate that they are available and allowing us to do things like that and working with schools to make sure that we're utilizing our budgets completely and to the fullest.
So let's go with that.
Okay.
The budget thing, because in Georgia, we've just heard about the budget cuts, right? And so education obviously has been mentioned. And so I really highly want to advocate to all of the people above us that are making all those decisions, please don't pour it out on us now. You know what I mean? Like we are, you know, we need funding more than ever now, because we see the gaps that were there, and we need to fill those gaps, plus still continue with what we were doing before. So please don't take away my library budget. Don't take away me.
Please. Yeah.
Library
that won't. I would be shocked if library media specialists were cut. There's no way. And
I think that we would go back to 50% paras across the board before it would ever come to that. Not that I'm saying that would be acceptable in any way, shape, or form. Please don't misunderstand me.
Yes, but if that's still here, we still need
14% cut.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you're talking about a 14% cut.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's got to come from somewhere. I mean,
I had a conversation yesterday with my administration, and I brought this topic up, and I'm like, do you really think library media specialists are going to be cut? And he's like, you're not going anywhere. And so
that's good.
Okay, thank you. I said, and Brenda, my parapro,
She's
50%. I need her at 100%.
Yeah.
I know. So he couldn't say anything because the district has decided not to make any announcements until the state lets us know what's how much cut and what's being cut and everything like that. So I totally respect that he can't step out and say, oh, you're fine and we're gonna.
Yeah, nobody could ever say that. No.
No. I
mean, no. Nobody ever knows till the last minute, right?
But announced. I would be shocked right. if library media specialists were cut. I think there are other positions in the district that we still need that are still valuable that would be cut before we're cut.
Mm-hmm. I read it in an article that somebody I really
in that position.
Yeah. I read an article that really spoke to me, and it was talking about you know, that grant you, they have to be budget cuts, things are happening, the economy has to be dealt with, but that we don't wanna pay for things on the backs of our students and
right. teachers,
and that's not what this needs to look like. And I'm like, you know, that's such a valid point because the people that we're hurting are children. These are children.
Yep.
And how do you justify that? You know, how do you justify taking things away from children? They're children. I don't know.
Mm-mm. So yes. I don't know what the state's going to do. I'm hoping that legislators that are out there, some may be listening to us based on previous podcasts that we've done, that they would realize that the one place that right now we cannot afford to cut the 14% from, even though the governor has said it is straight across the board, mm-hmm. the one place that we need to continue funding is our schools. And because quite honestly, teachers and librarians and administrators and support staff within a 24-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
Less than that. It was within a weekend. We were told on Thursday afternoon.
Went from brick and mortar, baby, to.
Yep.
That we were going to be out starting on Monday. And at the time, it was just for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So with Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, our whole school, all of our teachers, had to transition from being in front of the students mm-hmm. and classroom to doing things digitally.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of them have rocked it. And they have done.
Sure. I agree. I am very impressed with my peers.
Okay. And I am too. Autry has done a fantastic job. I've not heard one complaint.
Me either.
I just can't imagine right now with us not knowing when we're coming back in the fall, if we're coming back in the fall, if we're going to continue, but that they're going to continue to cut budgets.
Okay. And I just want to say, and with that, with the unknowns, all the unknowns we've had for the last 2 months, we stay committed to our kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
We yep. haven't faltered. We haven't
kids faltered. First.
So,
yep.
Okay.
So that's my thoughts.
No, and I agree. Thank
you for sharing that with us.
So I just, there's district level positions that may be cut and they're going to put those people into other positions where people have retired maybe, but I don't foresee librarians being cut because we are too critical right now, especially in this digital age that we're in.
It's so funny because, you know, when the three of us have had conversation and whatever, and, you know, in conversation with my husband about, you know, the budget and stuff, my son walks by and he's like, okay, let's be honest here, Mom. If they're going to lay people off, you're not going to be one of them.
Oh,
and well, you know, that doesn't, you know, if the district says library media specialists are gone, I'm gone. He's like, okay, listen, you're not going anywhere. So,
you know. No, we're too valuable right now, at least in Cobb County. I know that there are other counties out there rocking it as well. But we are, in our positions, very valuable in how we support our teachers and how we support reading. I will tell you this, every single YouTube video that I post every day, I tag Cobb County Schools in it. Mm-hmm. I tag Autry in it. I tag Cobb County Public Libraries in it because I'm using the Sora app and we're connected with them. Mm-hmm. I tag Cobb County because I want them to say, okay, somebody's tagging us. What are they doing? And they go and they see that we're doing our job.
Same.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of how I went back to Twitter, because I'm like, no, I got to keep advocating for us. I have to. That's what I do. You know what I mean? That's what we do. And so mm-hmm. I don't want to let anybody down on the front lines out there with me. I'm like, I gotta stick it out with you guys. But on that note, I also, we're thanking a lot of people. I want to thank our district. I mean, our district.
Yes.
Amazing with supporting us and telling, you know, giving us, you know, the information we need and going out there and giving kids the resources, the technology that they didn't have in making sure they all have food and all of the different partnerships they've created with that. And then also just telling us staff members, you know what, we get it. We understand you have your own families too. And we know, mm-hmm. we understand that you have to, you know, take care of them and make sure that they're okay too. So extremely supportive. And I love my district. I'll use that all day long. I have for the last 5 years, so I'm not going to stop now.
One of the coolest things, I think, besides switching to digital and virtual learning that Autry did was on one of the days that we were allowed to come back into the school staggered. I think we could only have 10 people in the whole building at the same time and everything. One of the things that they did was they put a note up and they said, if you have extra Clorox wipes or hand sanitizers, leave them on this table. And so a lot of the teachers brought their hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes because we're not going to be there for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, request them again next year from parents as donations. So the table filled up. And what they did was they donated onto the Kennesaw and Ackworth Police Departments to be able to use during this time.
That's awesome.
That is amazing. Really cool. I love that.
So I just want to say, guys, one thing I'm really super excited about too is our Library Learning Commons certification. And so that's been changed up a little bit and it's like more in line with what I am excited to do and share from our library. But as I've been in here doing some cleaning because we're getting a new roof, I made a space on the wall for that banner. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I love that.
It's right
there.
You
gotta have a vision.
I already told the husband, I'm like, guess what you get to do? And he's like, what? And I'm like, that you get to paint it because it's going to be right there waiting for that banner.
And it's a big purple and white banner.
And let me tell you, my colors in my life.
Purple is my favorite color. So
mine too.
It's my husband's favorite color.
So yes, I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah.
So anyway.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about? What have y'all been binge watching?
Outlander and Good Girls.
I watch Good Girls. I'm excited that Dead to Me season 2 comes out Friday, so I'm excited mm-hmm. to watch that. I feel like I have
watched Good Girls and Outlander.
They're both amazing.
Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist is hilarious, except for the last one I followed during the last episode. And then the other one that we started watching, it's on Hulu. So if you don't have Hulu, mm-hmm. is 11.22.63. And it's a Stephen King novel that they've made into this TV show or miniseries or whatever it's going to end up being about this man who goes back in time to try and stop JFK's assassination. That's been really good. I mean, my social studies loving son has loved it.
Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
We just watched The Umbrella Academy on Netflix as a family, and that was kind of fun. If y'all haven't, well, it was made from a graphic novel and whatever. Anyway, it was pretty cool.
So don't you guys love too that you've been able to read more? Hosting a teacher book club on Zoom each week with our teachers, and so we never were able to do that during the school year, and so that's been a lot of fun as well. But also getting caught up on my TBR reading list. I also want to put out there that I learned this today. One of our math teachers are leaving, and I'm like, oh, where are you going? And she's like, Woodstock Middle School. who's at Woodstock Middle School?
Wendy.
Oh my gosh. So I have a picture, a selfie of us. Yes, we were 6 feet apart, but we tried and we got a selfie, and I'm going to send that to Wendy. Wendy, you've got an amazing math teacher coming to you, Ms. Kristen Kiefer. And I told her how amazing you were. And so you guys are supposed to send me back a selfie of the two of you.
And we have a math teacher going to that same area, but it's, I think, Creekland Middle School. Mm. So, yeah, I was sad that she's going to leave because she was one of Spencer's favorite teachers. But, yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm so glad we did this today. It's been a minute, and we're, you know.
I have to tell you that I thought when you started saying that, you know, about the book club and everything, you're going to mention the Facebook book club that we started that we haven't really done anything with.
I was waiting too.
Busy doing work.
I know. And I have to be honest too, that, I mean, that's not gone. And so that's something that will totally, Anita and Ingrid, we can get going again. Once mm-hmm. past, you know, our kids coming in and getting their things. It's like, you know, each day is different, and each your administration, like you were saying, Anita, comes to you for something that they need, and that shifts your schedule a little bit. But you and I both know we've been trying to get through our college classes, the distance learning, doing the distance learning, helping our admin, coming in our buildings now, like Ingrid and I, to get things ready for construction and things like that. So it's not that that wasn't important to me anymore. It's just, it's something that I really want to enjoy. And so we're going to get that going once we get past what we've got to get through to end the school year, I think. And then over the
Sense and Sensibility was the first book.
Yes.
Amazing choice.
So I'm going to pick it back up and read it, I think, before my classes start back on May 26th.
Yeah. So yeah, that's totally still there, and anybody's welcome. It's still out there on Facebook. We already have quite a few people that had started so I'm very excited about that, but I really wanted to give it 100% attention. And so that's coming.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Right, but I know we've been
glad that we did this.
Yes, we've been trying to do this for a while, and we kind of haven't recorded in a while, but because of the same reason or reasons that we just gave. So thank you to our audience for hanging in there. Hopefully you're still hanging in there. And we'll continue to hang out with us. And we want to interview some of you. We want you to join us on our podcast. So don't be shy anymore. We want to go straight across Georgia here. You know, there's library media specialists all mm-hmm. over Georgia.
Speaking of which, we have a lot of the, I haven't gotten the approval yet for all of them, but a lot of the Library Media Specialists of the Year regional winners. We mm-hmm. are going to be scheduling interviews with them to talk about what their program is and what they're doing.
I'm so excited about that.
I am too. Yeah. We're so much stronger and better together, and Georgia's a big state. We know you're out there. So don't be shy. Anita and Ingrid have tried to get me to do this video podcasting thing for a long time. I was like, I like my voice out there is enough. But you know, the relationships that we've built just in our own Cobb Library Media Zoom each week and seeing each other's faces, because we don't get to do that during the school year a whole lot, you know what I mean? And so it's mm-hmm. it makes a huge difference is what I'm trying to say. So just be a part of it. I invite you. So yeah,
I agree. All right. Well, thank you, ladies.
Yes.
We've enjoyed this. We'll do it again. So we are going to post this onto our YouTube channel, and we are going to post it as an audio on our regular podcast anchor site that will then push it out to all of the different podcasts. So thank you for joining us today. Mm-hmm. And if you like the video aspect of it, maybe we can do it at least, you know, every once in a while, at least.
Mm-hmm. For sure. This was fun, you guys. Yay.
I'm just going to say, if the editing of this is easier, we're doing it all the time.
I like it.
Well, okay.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, no, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, I said, if the editing is easier doing it this way, it's happening all the time.
Yes, absolutely. It's a done deal.
Yeah. We'll have a look at these three faces. So anyway, okay, guys.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Just a reminder that everything we say is our own opinions and not the opinions of our school or our district.